Novel project to strengthen bones and reduce fractures. A new local health service aims to strengthen bones in those aged over 50, reduce fractures and free up hospital beds. The Fracture Liaison Service in Mid and South Essex is the first in the country to operate across a large geographical area where it can provide consistent care for patients across GP, hospital and community services. There are 70,000 residents over the age of 50 with osteoporosis in the area, leading to some 10,000 fractures each year. The service identifies eligible patients who have suffered a fracture and offers them checks by nurses in hospital for fragile bones. Patients are then treated with bone medication or referred to services such as physiotherapy to reduce their risk of falling again. One, Angela Porter, was diagnosed with osteoporosis in 2022 after suffering from back pain caused by a fracture. She believes that the new service would mean more patients like her can receive the specialist treatment they need to stop further fractures. She said, "Osteoporosis runs in my family, but it was still a shock when I was diagnosed. I was seen by a fracture liaison nurse who gave me advice about my diet and lifestyle and showed me how to administer my bone medication. As someone who was at risk, this service has really helped me in my recovery and as I regain my confidence. I'm grateful that we now have more specialist nurses who can help others across the area." Angela volunteered with the Royal Osteoporosis Society to set up her local patient support group and was then invited to be the patient representative for the Fracture Liaison Service to spread the word about osteoporosis further. It's never too late to improve your bone health. Contact your local patient group for support with living with osteoporosis. Dr. Wei Main Wong, consultant rheumatologist at Mid and South Essex NHS Foundation Trust, said, "This is only the beginning for this first-of-its-kind service. It has the potential to transform both bone health for our residents. By treating patients for osteoporosis who have had a fracture, we're aiming to reduce the number of people admitted to hospital with another fracture by over 20%. This will free up hospital beds for others, with 1,300 bed days saved over the next 5 years."